Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Reaction Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Ope. Today I'm joined by Els, Omar, and a special guest. Well, you can't be special because you're Ghanaian, but yeah.
One of the original members,
we're Jeff.
We're all failures here, man. Let's just get that out of the way. There's no winners in this building.
Go away.
In fact, I rebuke that by the grace of God. But I mean, in terms of AFCON, you know, Els, you're like,
you're not involved. I got told by a girl Argentina is in Africa. So.
Which girls are you speaking to, bro?
She might have thought it was Angola, man. You lost to me. It's calm.
I'm not Rubio, bro.
But yeah, we're recapping the Chelsea City game. So guys, let's just get straight into it. Jeff, seeing as you're a guest, how are your thoughts when we first came into the game? Like, on the back of our record against City as well.
Nervous, man. I looked at that City lineup and it looked like they went for it. Like, De Bruyne, Alvarez, the midfields. They've got Foden, they've got Doku, they've got Haaland, so I thought, yeah, it's going to be a problem for us still. I didn't have good hopes. I missed maybe like the first 5 minutes and I kept looking at flash score on my phone because I was thinking, yeah, we're going to go 1-0 down early because I think that's happened a few times. So, yeah, I was not in the best of spirits, I can't lie. And, you know, away from home, we haven't been particularly great.
Yeah, a bit shit.
So, yeah, I was shook. That's the best way to put it.
Do you know why I was shook? Yeah, Pep's press conference.
Oh, when he hyped us,
bro. Whenever Pep says, "Oh, these guys are so good, bro, they're so good."
He's getting ready to give you a young 4-0.
That's foreplay for him. He's getting shit ready.
It's the fact that he's saying like, "Oh, they're so good at holding the ball, Sterling." I'm like, "Whoa, bro."
But then when we draw after, I don't know if you saw his comments, but he was like, "Oh, if they were happy with that, then congratulations." Like moving bare salty.
That's how he is, man.
Salty guy, he's a salty guy. But yeah, I was the same. Like City tend to dick us down like all the time. So I was going into the game thinking, nah, it's not it. Like, I woke up like two minutes before kickoff, and I was just like, yeah, I cannot be bothered. But I think first 20 minutes we don't care. Like, what do you guys say?
Yeah, there was a lot of positives yesterday. A lot. Especially in attack, I'd say. We created a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Very good counters. And I like counter-attacking football, innit? And yesterday, a lot of it started from like Palmer's free balls. He was very good in the first half. Open that play. Obviously, Jackson, innit?
Speak!
3 minutes. Let us know how you feel.
to bring out Jackson.
Nah. Do it, man.
Look what I left from the assist.
Is that a stain that I think it is?
Are you not sure? Are you sure that's not from Valentine's
Day? 2 weeks ago.
Are you sure that's not from Valentine's Day, G?
Huh? But I don't even know where it is. It's not calm. That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, I can't lie. I was talking about this just earlier. These little fancy back heels he does, when they come off, they actually break down the play mad well. Like, in his assist, if he actually turns around, he's lost that thingy, but he does it so smoothly and continues to run, gets through. He's so bad at finishing though, man.
Yeah.
That chance, yeah, I wanted to kill him. Was it Gusto that put across to him?
Gusto did like a bad touch and slid, and I can see that Jackson had to like adjust a bit, but it's still no.
Did you expect him to score?
Yes, I did.
Do I expect a striker to score?
Yes. Did I expect him to score?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
After I saw the first touch, when the ball was coming through, I was like, if he gets a good touch to this, he could score. I saw the touch, I was like, fuck this.
Do you know what it is for me? I thought if it's not a first time finish, he's not going to score.
But that's you saw it against United when he was through one on one.
If it's not the first time he's gonna take a touch and he's gonna fumble. And he kicked it straight. He didn't chip it. He didn't try around. No, he just kicked it. Like, there's no composure there.
In his defense, and although he should be scoring those, there's no way he could do a first touch finish considering how he was running.
And the distance.
Like you look at when he touches the ball and his body's almost here and his feet are back here, which is on him at the end of the day. And maybe Augusto should have touched it earlier.
But the thing is, I don't know if I'm being harsh here, but when I think about like Chelsea standard, I feel like you should adapt situations. Okay, your run wasn't that good. Yeah, the pass was behind you. How do you deal with that situation?
Absolutely. I agree with that. Like, it's still on Jackson, but
Augusto also holds part of Kanye as well. Yeah,
but it was.
No, I agree.
He made up with that assist.
Assist, I'm not gonna lie. The assist was good.
Yeah.
I'm warming. You know what? I'm be real. I'm warming up to him. I can't lie.
Join the roof, man.
But I'm not. I'm not like with him. Like, as a sub, I like him. If he was a sub for Chelsea, I think. I wouldn't be mad.
Listen, don't worry. Give it.
He's a good, as like, for example, if he was like, let's say if we had a striker injured and he came in, I wouldn't be mad, basically.
He gives me Kalou vibes still.
He gives me like Loic Remy or but like Demba Ba, like that sort of vibe.
I see some more so like Neymar vibe, innit?
Oh, God. Is it because they call him Senegalese Neymar? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what they call him?
They actually call him that.
Nah, man.
Nah, but I agree, like, he's got a lot of good tools.
He's skillful and he's got tools. It's just as a striker, it's painful sometimes.
Yeah, technically, he's not that bad.
I mean, he's really good.
He's super Chelsea as well, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Even the Sassy.
Hey, we'll speak on my boy the Sassy. We'll speak on the Sassy later.
Both of them do have like, let's even get to the Sassy, but the Sassy and Jackson, you can tell like they could be a core part of the group. Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of personality.
100%.
Big personalities there still.
Especially the Sassy. I see the Sassy like potential captain eventually.
Mm. I don't know if he'll play regularly. If we get better players, I know about that.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I'm saying if this is the current squad, bear in mind he's one of the oldest of our stars.
Just crazy. He's 25.
Yeah,
he's actually our age mates, you know. Fucking hell. Yeah. Look at the size of him.
He's the same size as you, man. Pause.
But like age wise, just leadership on the pitch as well, you can see it. Like he's directing, he's shouting at people, and he's got that thing of like loving to be there as well with the fans. Was it Palace?
Bro, that mosh pit, I was so moved. I wish I was there, man.
A million percent, bro. But I think them two yesterday, I was happy. Gusto,
Disasi were top two in that game.
Well, no, we'll go back to individual performances later on, but just in terms of like the setup from Poch, because
it was good for once.
Because I was telling Jeff beforehand, like United Liverpool away, we conceded, I think, 55 shots in both games. We still conceded. It's like I want to talk about as well. Like United, bad, City, bad. Liverpool. I counted 87 shots all three games. And like, that's the issue I have here. Because I think we set up well yesterday, but you're still conceding 31 shots away from home.
No. The conceding shots, I'm not mad at. Mm. Conceding quality shots on target is what would annoy me more. Because
half of the shots were blocked.
Half of the shots were blocked. Like, I'm not fussed about stuff like that. But it's about the quality of the chances. Like, Haaland had so many chances.
Yeah.
He could have buried us.
That's what I'm saying.
We could have lost 4-0 yesterday. 4-1 yesterday.
Yeah. Obviously, we had our BCMs, but they had theirs. So I feel like it did balance.
But it's Haaland as well. Like, it's not like somewhere. We're not talking like Jackson missing. It's Haaland. He also misses a lot, but he's also the best striker in the Premier League. So it's like him getting those chances is fucking dangerous. Whereas Jackson 1-on-1 is not the first time we've seen him, and not going to be the last time we've seen him.
That nervous youth, fam. So nervous in front of goal.
Yeah, but even just going back onto it, so what do you think was different from what we did against the other teams that we did against City? There's because I think we're a lot more confident.
Motherfucker that's out of the pitch.
There's a stat. Have you seen a stat about the games that we play with him and without
crazy.
Him?
It's honestly crazy.
Honestly,
this is a good time to phase him. Like, I've been saying this for about 2.5 years.
Bro, if he's fit for the cup final, I expect to see him, and it's going to be so upsetting. I just feel like he's going to put him in.
I feel like
the same with Sanchez as well. I don't think Sanchez will start that
game. If there's ever a game you want your experienced players, it's like finals. Like, I remember, I'll give you an example with Real Madrid, right? So this was the Champions League final against Liverpool. Cruz looked like he was declining. And he looked shit. And everyone's saying,
he's done.
He didn't start for a couple matches leading up to the final. That final, he started. And you can see his like experience come through. Obviously, they won. And everyone was just like, oh, it was such a good thing that they played him in that final. We then played the Super Cup final. And this was obviously technically back-to-back matches after not starting for so long, wanting to, well, the fans wanted him to be phased out. But you could see the experience come through. So in a final, would I be mad if Silva starts?
But
I
don't know.
But every game afterwards, I would be annoyed if he does.
But the only issue that, with that comparison, that Cruz was like 28 during that time.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Do you mean the Champions League final recently with Liverpool? The one
so he was like really scored?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Thiago Silva's 39, bro.
but I get what you mean.
I get what you mean.
But these guys have earned their place in the final. The two centre-backs, they've earned their place. Yeah.
Hey, listen, Disasi.
I don't think you can do anymore.
I don't want to see Badiashile in the final. I definitely don't want to see Chalobah.
Badiashile is injured.
Yeah.
Thiago Silva might not even be fit, but still,
I don't think he is fit. But like,
I wouldn't want to see that because these are
fine. Yeah, if they complement each other well as well, I think the only problem is Cole in the air got fucking ragdolled yesterday,
and that's
was that only in the first half though.
That was both halves.
Second half was one of Haaland's best chances.
It's like 75th minute. Yeah,
so there's therefore. I mean, obviously, developing squad and whatnot. But I like the partnership more than I liked everything else. Chilwell, as much as I don't like him, is better as a left back than Cole is. So it's like the setups are working. I still think we need a left back.
For sure, for sure.
Madsen is out of there balling. You got fucking
Madsen. We had Hull, who's not even playing. Obviously, Cucurella out injured. Chilwell. Like, we've had so many options, and yet here we are.
And it kills me. We still need a left back.
The left back that's the worst technically is the one that starts.
But no.
Cucurella's worst technically.
No, on the ball. Chilwell's the worst.
Chilwell's the worst.
On the ball.
Cucurella can wrap it. Chilwell can't do
but
nothing.
That being said,
in terms of shooting technique, Chilwell has it over Cucurella.
And crossing technique as well. Chilwell's crosses are way... Bro, Cucurella's
crosses... But I trust Cucurella more on the ball.
I think Cucurella on the ball is shit.
Nah, but Chilwell's worse, bro. Chilwell's a road runner.
Yeah,
he's Cucurella, you can trust him on the ball. Chilwell wouldn't last in Brighton trying to build up from the back.
Oh, no, man.
Chilwell, the problem with him as well yesterday, when we was watching the City game, was that so many times, and like, he got away with it, and you won't see this on stats here, but so many times he could have like got tight, and then he was just like in no man's land.
Back
he let the cross.
He wasn't sure.
I'm not saying I like him. I'm just saying the fact that we have a left back playing at left back, it kind of shows when we play, whereas Cobble was doing.
Who would have thought, playing players in their actual position would be...
Like yesterday we had all players, except Gallagher maybe, all players.
I can't lie, Gallagher.
Gallagher did a job on Rodri.
Very good job on Rodri.
I was just saying, he might be the only one that wasn't in his natural position because he was playing 10. I don't know if that's his natural position, but it like all in all, most players are in the right position.
That's the second time Gallagher's done a good job on Rodri, by the way.
Good job. But back to your question, like just the lineup itself, based on what we had on the bench, I know... A few people were upset with Nkunku not starting, but I don't think that's really a game for him because are you going to play him up top? Maybe not. Are you going to play him wide? Maybe not. 10, he's not going to be able to do that job on Rodri. So I think it was good. I think it was the best line that we could have put out, to be honest. I don't think there was anyone that missed out or should have felt hard done by. The issue was the subs, but we can get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I think
everyone played well. Everyone played except Chilwell.
Chilwell.
I think Chilwell.
Petrovic at times was a bit.
Yeah, what do you think of Petrovic?
Listen, I said this in a group chat. Yeah. He gives me Edward Mendy vibes.
He doesn't.
In the sense that I'm not gonna lie to you. Like at the moment, I'm okay with him now. But you know, with Mendy, the first year, like he wants to prove that you know he wants to be number one and whatnot, and he looked world class at some point. Obviously, had the awards ceremony, went downhill from there. That's what I'm saying. Keep Petrovic away from any awards ceremony. Anything like that.
Nah, it's true. Keep him humble. Keep him humble.
No, literally, bro. Keep him humble.
Nah, I hear it. Because I think...
I don't start getting big for his boots.
Yeah,
basically.
I think for an MLS goalkeeper who no one heard about, fucking hell, he's good.
Shot-stopping. Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's nervous. You could tell he was nervous yesterday. Like
he came to do one little punch and it didn't work. Yeah.
You know, I can't... In that punch... he's gonna go with both his arms, and Akanji just keeps one of his arms.
I swear.
Akanji literally got his arm like here. But honestly,
for a second choice goalkeeper, he's really impressed me. Like, even like, I know he lost 4-1 to Liverpool. He stops that being from 8-0 or something. Like, he's really good at shot stopping.
But yesterday he was nervous.
Yeah.
He was nervous.
Actually, he kicks it a bit too long, and we don't have that focal point up top. Like, Jackson. isn't really challenging in the air and stuff like. If you get to his feet,
I think he's not good at heading, but I think like he does try and chest him.
But that's what if it comes there, like
if it goes like high and like you're gonna, like,
it's not really for him. Sometimes you just don't see him even jump. But so Petrovic, especially with the players we have there, like we have Cole, we have Disasi, we have Gusto, we have Enzo dropping in Kaiset. Like we can play out from the back. He has to be a bit less nervous with doing it.
Because that's one thing you're going to say, actually, because I know everyone gets onto Chelsea, they're 11th and not there, so they're shit. But I feel like technically the squad's really good. And I feel like Enzo and Cole played such a key role, and Palmer breaking City's press, that were able to transition a lot better.
Enzo played very well.
It pisses me off, because first off, it was actually really good. This is what I'm saying.
Defensively, he'd done a way better job than fucking Caicedo, bro.
Hey, Caicedo was nasty.
We're going to get onto
it. He was nasty yesterday. Thinking that he grew into it,
he was
but
racist,
he wants to do Ugarte, bro. He wants to do Ugarte.
I see it. Separate Ugarte. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Ugarte, you know. Yesterday, 115 million, and this guy is still making these stupid fouls.
Yeah, I agree.
He was on a yellow card. Do you know why he's so lucky? It's because we didn't have anyone on the bench that could replace him. Him on a yellow card, and the thing is, I'll be real, on another day he really would have got sent off.
Yep.
And the fact that we've got a final coming up as well, which he would have been suspended for, he got so fortunate.
At one point I would have just brought Gallagher back and just take him off.
It's another thing, again, because I noticed against Wolves as well, there's like a passage of play where he can see the free kick where it's right on our D.
And then he did it again.
And does it again 2 minutes later. Yeah. You're not helping the team at all.
He's a bit too hungry to win it back.
You're disgusting, man. But yeah,
he's a bit too hungry to win the ball back. That's crazy. You know what? I didn't even realize you said on the D. That's crazy.
Right, what's on the D? Like,
edge of the box. Okay. We'll say that.
let's move on.
But yeah, I thought Enzo had a good game. Like, even off the ball, he wasn't as bad as people try and make out. Like,
I think he was good. The thing is, like, it's because he's not getting as many touches as he does in other games. But everything he did, I think he did well.
And this is my problem with like the way people perceive football, especially in England. It's like when you're doing like the on the ball stuff, you're not really noticed. But when you're running around like headless chicken, i.e. Gallagher, they're saying, "Oh yeah, he's this, he's that." I'm like, we played like him and Cole in breaking City's press. They'll do it.
Progressing the ball with from the back as well. A lot of the times, like in tight positions as well. He's driven past 1-2 players with speed as well.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's as slow as people make him. I think it's because he just looks a bit chubby.
How he looks is different.
He's actually a decent ball carrier. But yeah, so I think everyone really had a good game. Like it was good to see. Like again, we'll speak of individual performances later. So first 60 minutes was good, guys. Really good. What happened in the last 30? Like, what do you think?
Well, we made the first sub in the 60th minute.
Yeah, so what do you think went wrong? Because
personally,
who was the first sub again?
Ooh, it was Nkuku.
I don't think the subs.
That wasn't terrible.
I don't think the subs are, well, they're a problem, but I don't really blame the manager too much for it because the players were clearly tired.
Would Sterling look tired?
Jackson.
No, but the thing about Sterling, he actually had a shit, not a shit game. He had a very average game. The goal just made it look better. I understand why. I understand why he got taken off, but at the same time, that weren't really the issue. Bringing on Nkuku weren't the issue. It was more about trying to defend so early, going into a back five so early. And my issue is as well, like, Chalobah was probably at fault for the goal. Majority of the fault at the goal. But that being said, obviously I like the guy, innit? But that aside, Poch putting him in after being out basically all season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Straight into the Etihad when you're winning 1-0 and they're obviously mounting a lot of pressure on us, I thought was a very bad managerial
decision.
Do you not
think he could last 20 minutes?
Bro, but
it's just about the
against the team we're facing.
I think if he would have come on from Caicedo, he would even relieve some of the pressure. But now he's the last man alongside, obviously, the other centre back. You put him in DM, like, he's at least going to maybe win some balls in the middle. But you just put him there, RCB, where we're receiving. Now he's just started receiving crosses, everything. He's got to be on his toes all the time. That's what I didn't like, man. I didn't think that was...
That sub was made a bit later, like last 10, last 5, I would be like, okay, fair enough.
Because this is the thing, like...
But I don't think it would have lasted that long.
As much as I don't like Poch then, if we're saying all this, I feel like with Jeff, we have to then give him that leeway because if you look at the bench, it was...
Bro, there was no one. If you're going to bring on Mudryk and Madueke, fair enough. I wouldn't trust Mudryk in this game.
Nope.
Madueke, he...
Well, in, wait, hold on. But in counter-attacking football,
bro,
you wouldn't...
We would say that.
There's a lot of space
but
behind.
But Mudryk doesn't run in behind. Like, Mudryk still wants
no, no,
it
no,
to
not
feet.
To run in behind, as in, like, there's a lot of space. For him, like, he would be one-on-one. Okay, maybe not...
with Walker.
Walker would have caught him, to yeah. be fair. But, as in, like, he has space to run into. I wouldn't be mad at the sub.
I know, it's just more
no,
like...
I wouldn't be mad at the sub. It's
even
just,
the ball retention, like,
that's the
aspect. Like,
oh,
we
yeah,
spoke,
okay,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Mudryk will get the ball on the left, touch inside, heavy touch inside, he's lost
touch,
the ball.
Like, bro,
and then,
nah,
like,
that
it's.
Touch he does is so funny.
I every love time. It, though.
Nah, nah.
When
it works,
when it works,
when it works,
yeah, when it doesn't
it,
work,
well, the nine times out of ten it doesn't, it's like, what the hell, man?
Every time, losing the ball, I'm just like, try something else, man. I don't know, man. Do something.
That's the thing, because, like, I didn't actually disagree with going to a back five. I felt we needed to. It's just that.
No, it's the timing
yeah.
of my issue. The
and
timing
the thing is,
good.
I think taking Palmer off, as much as he was tired, you bring someone else that can hold a ball, bro. I don't
but
think
who is there?
Madueke, Mudryk. Again, like, someone that's got something. Mm. We take off Palmer, now all of a sudden, the only player that can
get I'll
the
give
ball
you Madueke
to the only
fair.
Player that you can
but
that
no
can,
one else.
No, nah, obviously, I don't like Mudryk. For me, I'd rather you get Madueke for me is always going to be better. But fam, now you just left Enzo, that's the only one that can actually ping a ball properly to Nkunku.
There's
and
no
Nkunku's alone.
No, Kassadin, I'm not sure, just like Kassadin can ping a ball to me as well.
But the game he was having yesterday.
No, on the ball he went.
On the
bad.
Ball, yeah,
bad.
His tackling and stuff. Like, he was too snappy trying to get the ball.
Hey, Leicester fans hated
that
guy, so I don't know what.
Who?
Kassadin, they were cooking him. They did not like rate him as a player. So,
yeah.
Boy, but then
I didn't see much of him to make yeah. the decisions.
He'll win in the air, man. That's,
yeah,
that's
I think that's the thing.
Peak
to be
acne, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, his peak, man. Fucking hell.
He actually looks fucked.
He's a young guy, man.
Yeah, fam, we're doing a football well, analysis, not beauty. Damn.
I came in, I thought it was Alvarez coming to play for us.
But yeah, then apart from that, like, I think, yeah, Poch got it right just towards the end of tight. Because the thing is, on TV, I can never really tell when players are tired, I'll be real.
Nah, Jackson looked. Jackson
so
was running
when
in
I'm
the mud.
When I'm at the game, I'm like, okay, I can see this guy.
Jackson was
fumes.
Running in the mud, so he needed yeah. to come off. Yeah, I just think. If we had, like, let's say, Lavia to come on in midfield,
yeah.
if we had...
Even Ugu.
If we had...
Ugochukwu.
Chukwuemeka.
If
yeah.
we had these guys, then it makes more sense, innit? But when you've got two...
How are you smiling like that?
Two youngsters.
Well.
We had, what, Ollie Harrison, who's a 16-year-old on the bench. Like, we
Samuel
got,
Smith.
Yeah, like, we got guys that actually can't come on. They're there to make the numbers. So
yeah.
then you're left with Kassad, who's...
Where's Washington? Was he on the bench?
PL2.
Yeah, he wasn't on the bench. But to be honest, we had Nkunku, we had Nkunku, Mudryk and Madueke. So for attackers, I think we were calm. But
it's
yeah,
just
I just
midfield.
Think it was difficult.
Midfielders, I think midfield was definitely the issue because the only
yeah.
one that we had was Kassadin. To bring one in his debut, another one where it's just like, you're going to throw
and
in the deep
had,
end.
At against
Etihad.
City, yeah.
That's the thing.
The pressure was peak.
Coming
as well.
Up there with a draw. Props to Pochettino.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, City.
And we still,
nah,
we had chances.
I that,
so I can't really blame him.
Like,
we,
I don't fuck
if
with
Sterling
him,
takes that chance to make it 2-0.
This is what's annoying as well. Cause which chance, actually?
Someone crossed it in.
It was offside, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the, yeah.
Someone crossed it in.
Yeah,
and
he
kicked
just
that Edison.
Was that
Holden
Kinko?
No. And then Chilwell tried to shoot after that one. Yeah,
I don't know why I thought you were thinking about the one where he received it and then he just made a touch and Edison just grabbed it.
Oh, no, not in the first half, second half.
Oh,
yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
But the thing, I don't do that only because City has so many chances where it's just like, if they score, then...
Yeah,
like,
that's also
so
true.
Like that.
Would you say you would, like, you're riding your luck to an extent when you play like that, or...
In games against Man City, I think you always need a bit of luck, to be fair, because they're going to dominate.
They are the best team in the league.
The best team in the world.
Yeah, they are. And it's like coming out with a draw.
Yeah,
cool. Poch should have done better things.
I'm beating against them this season. Hey,
like,
we just have to focus on other teams.
Though, man. It's two draws. And two games, which realistically...
We're a good value for a win.
Won.
Yeah, we're a good value for wins.
But this is my issue as well, yeah. If you look at our result recently against the Big Six, we're not winning. We've been doing draws, and other than Tottenham, we've not been winning.
And Tottenham was the worst one.
Huh?
That was the worst win.
That was so bad.
But of all teams, like, we need to start banking W's now. Like, there's been times where you might play shit, but you walk away with a W, even against a big team.
But
we haven't done that. Like, we did the 4-4 against City. We did the 1-1 now where... Even I know you lot are saying a draw is a fair result, and I do agree with that. But at the same time, feel like we genuinely could have won.
Oh, 100%.
No, definitely. I agree. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we done well. 1-1, cool. We could have won. But I'm not gonna say like, oh, do you know what? I'm not blaming Pochettino for anything too tough yesterday.
What? He is the most at blame.
Why?
For bringing on players like Chalobah, Casadei.
But who would you bring on? That's what I'm saying.
No. I agree with you in that regard. Yeah, but if you think about like the grand scheme of things, how many people go to the Etihad and actually play well? Not many. It's a decent positive for Pochettino. I still
think I give him credit for the way he approached the match.
Yeah, the first 60.
That I'm giving
him credit for the rest of
the fact that we drop points is also on Poch as well.
Yeah.
I think you can make an argument that, like, throughout his tenure, even at Spurs, there's been big questions with his game, in game management. Mm. Like, even at. I can't blame him for Arsenal, but there have been games this season where
that was Sanchez.
But even like Luton, when he played Luton, 3-0 up and then
3-2.
Even against Palace as well, like it's 1-1.
You start getting crosses spammed in and you look so nervous because you can't hold the ball. Teams start, like every time we try to bring the ball forward, because we've gone so far back, teams get the ball back quickly, start spamming it up, and we look so nervous every time. And it's like, but it's natural though. If you're a defender now, you have to be on your toes every 2 minutes for a cross to come in because you can't hold the ball after it's peak. Eventually, you're going to make a mistake.
But this is why ball retention for me is so important because, like, I keep saying that's the best way to defend, because if you have the ball and the opposition don't have it and they can't score, if you keep giving the ball away, it's an issue. And that's why I was a bit annoyed with Poch, because I think maybe Nonny could have come on because there was just no outlets. So you're just saying, okay, we're giving you 10 minutes just to attack us. No repulsion.
But at the same time, I just think, like, I get it from that point of view, but it's about bravery, isn't it?
Yeah.
And bringing on an attacker, not really warm to the game, under the cosh, is like, it's very difficult to do.
Because
it looked like Gusto was almost the right wing back / right midfield. Like, he pushed further up for sure. I just think, situations like that, if we had better subs on the bench, he can make better decisions. And even in terms of his in-game management, I think when we're under the cosh, it's bad.
Very bad.
But when he's trying to be proactive, he's hooking someone at halftime. He's done it like quite a few times.
Was it last week?
It to Madueka. I think he's done it to Mudryk previously. Like he'll hook you at halftime if we need it. So it just it just depends. Hudson-Odoi's got what, 3 goals in 3 games or something? It's looking crazy for
Boy.
Lamine Yamal has got more goals and assists than this season than Mudryk has since he's joined Chelsea. In less minutes.
Anyway, the main part. Individual performances.
You know, when Yamal reaches Mudrik's age, Mudrik's going to be 30.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
But Yamal will have his bones will fucking disintegrate.
The way you lot are using him.
Yeah, but everyone's injured. Ferran Torres, Felix, and Rafinha all injured.
I hear it, man.
It's fucked. I can't lie, the injury situation, I think at Barcelona, might even be worse than Chelsea's, bro. So
everyone's got a lot of injuries, like even Liverpool.
Yeah, just too many games for these players, man.
But even Liverpool, like we're still gonna lose
Why are we seeing prop on BT, on Sky Sports, on Match of the Day about Liverpool's injuries? Yeah. What's going on? As if we haven't been suffering this whole season with at least
they did the same with Newcastle as well. When Newcastle had a peak,
I don't get it.
The thing is, I don't like complaining about injuries, but like it is a genuine factor because I feel like 100%. Up until.
I feel like Newcastle's one was fucked though.
So ours was fucked.
No. Yeah.
At the same time,
ours was fucked, but I don't think it was as bad as
it was.
Newcastle have a thinner squad than us, but in terms of the amount,
that's what I'm saying. Like the guys that they were playing, I was like, raw, like
Regens, FM Regens for sure.
No, but for me, it's just like I always look at our bench in it to see if when the game turns to shit, who can we actually bring on. Yeah. I think game week 20 was the first time we at least could have brought on 2 players. And no one really likes Mudryk like that, so you can't even put him as one of them.
It's so fucked. Our bench is so shit.
It's so bad.
But then you think about it, when Lavia comes back, Chukwuemeka comes back.
That's the thing. Like, bro, every time they fucking come back, they're going back. Like Chukwuemeka getting injured again.
NHS.
Someone said that Kante hasn't been injured since he went Saudi as well.
But that's a low intensity league.
He's barely played as well. They don't have many games either.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm not saying like he's been taken up, but I'm saying Saudi don't play many games.
We've got too many players that they're just wasting NHS resources, man. Because I don't know why Chukwuemeka is injured again.
Lavia was so
It's
funny.
A training issue. Because have you noticed most of these issues happen during training?
Yeah.
There are some which happen in a game, but they might be impact injuries or whatever. But majority happen during training sessions. Yeah. So there's clearly something with Hotch's methods that is like putting so much
didn't
pressure.
Did Spurs have that issue?
Yeah, someone said,
because this is the thing, this is how you also you notice the types of injuries. If it's muscle injury, that means they're putting a lot of pressure. Mm, if okay. it's bone injuries, then clearly it's just
impact.
Like
it, yeah, yeah,
it's like there's been okay. an impact or whatever. If you're seeing a lot of reoccurring muscle injuries, that means they're putting a lot of pressure on their muscles. Maybe it's very intense training sessions or whatever. So
fair.
Yeah, and someone came to report that Poch has his most intense training sessions the day before the game.
The day before,
that doesn't make sense considering how intense games are. Because again, for a team that's playing once a week, we tend to tire quite early,
once a week, like you've got,
God forbid, we start playing Europa,
6 days to do your tactics and stuff. And you haven't seen
some of these players have never played 90 minutes back to back to back the way they've been doing it until this season.
Yeah, and that's
like true. Jackson, when he was the first stretch before he went to AFCON, so I was playing 90 minutes at almost every game.
Do you remember in the start of the season when Breo was injured? Jackson like was started off well, but after 75 minutes,
bro. But naturally, bro, like this, he's just come from his first top flight season. And now he's played 90 minutes back to back Premier League striker. What the fuck, bro? But then again, yeah, I'd rather see that than Washington, bro. So.
But can we just talk about it just quickly as well, yeah? Datro is an option. I've been saying
I don't think we should have loaned him out, especially Jackson being in thingy. I think like we should have given him time.
I think he would have shown his loan. His decision making is bad. His raw tools, like we saw him dribble past Saliba yesterday. Raw tools, great, but his decision making is like, he wants to hold on to the ball. He's like Jackson, but he holds on to the ball 10 seconds longer. Yeah.
Which is actually bad.
Which is actually bad.
I think it's like...
He's another winger. He's not really a striker.
He's still better than... right now, we've got no backup for Jackson. Again.
Nkunku's only one, I guess.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Poch does not know how to use Nkunku.
He doesn't. Not if he's going to keep using Gallagher where he's playing it. It's going to be a problem.
Lone striker as well. There's no one around him, bro.
And we don't even build up like consistently up to the loan.
That being said, though, he was shit yesterday.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was really.
As much as it's not like every time he's touching the ball, loose touches, shit like that. Like there was one time Enzo gave it to him, and he just kind of like let it go, and I was like,
"Yeah, fam."
Like he could have done something. I think he should have. There was one chance where the ball kind of like went floating.
I think
you should have.
Bro, 4-0. Adingra. Adingra. Fuck that guy, man. Anyway,
AFCON winner.
Literally, man.
Oh, yeah, literally.
No, look, they had a World Cup winner in their squad, now AFCON winner.
You know his middle name's Kofi as well, so he's got some Ghanaian ties. Just to say we dunked on you, innit? Sorry, man. Just to say we dunked on you.
You have not won AFCON.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
AFCON game pre-COVID.
Wait, how many of you won?
I don't care, bro.
Okay. You don't care?
You weren't alive when you...
You were
not alive when you saw them win it. Have you seen your team win AFCON?
I've seen it
as well. So what do you do now? No, you haven't.
I like.
We're in the social media era.
Come on, man.
That's what I
wait. Jim, name the Ghanaian right back that was the last AFCON winner.
Jeffrey Darko.
Hey, clip that.
It was me.
Bro, guys, what it would like, the last time you won it, like Congo was called Zaire, Zimbabwe was Rhodesia, fuck off.
So you've got the same amount as us?
Don't worry.
Yes or no question?
Soon.
You?
Madrid.
Yeah, 1-1. I've caught some of the games, or the red card as well.
That's a Jeffrey Ducker, fuck off. Anyway, Axel De Sassi. Ah, what a guy. This is my guy. Hey, that's one of my favourite players at the club, man.
We've got a new crazy Rudiger, man.
From mosh pitting to colossal JT-like performances at the Etihad. What can he not
16
do?
16 clearances. I don't know if that's good on De Sassi or bad on Poch.
It's bad on Poch, bro. Like, they was
To be fair to him, like a lot of them was like crosses and stuff like that.
He kept spamming crosses.
So, like, I don't think that's necessarily on Poch either. I think it's good that De Sassi was there. Some of them, yeah, you could, cool, but a lot of them was.
That's all City did. That's how their like primary source of.
But the fact that it was mostly crossing. De Sassi,
but that's fine. That's fine for us because like we've got someone in De Sassi who can deal with that. Really,
yeah he's good.
Remember, they didn't score from a cross.
Yeah,
they didn't score from a fucking knockdown. But
and
yeah,
Caicedo should have been there last summer.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a great performance from De Sassi. I feel like again, one player that been scapegoated a bit.
a lot. Rightfully, no, he wasn't scapegoat. He's been rightfully.
No, not rightfully.
Yes, he has. No, when he makes a mistake and it leads to a goal or whatever, he gets rightfully criticized.
Yeah, but then you have...
How many times has it happened this season, though? Because this is what I'm saying, like, when he first came, the narrative was, oh, FIFA card, slow the Maguire, or this.
That was air. I didn't really care too much.
I'm telling you, like, maybe I'm biased, but when I'm watching him, I don't see that. I don't get twisted. 1v1 defending is bad. Like, Mateta destroyed him. But I feel like people just make so, like, they're just trying to nitpick any sort of thing that he does. That's what I'm getting at. Like, if he makes a mistake, you criticise him, that's fine. I'll do it the same. Like, you shouldn't be getting ragged on by Mateta. I'm sorry. You should not be getting that. But when he's playing well now, everyone's like, oh, yeah. But, like, good game.
I'm not going to name drop, but someone tweeted that Gilchrist should be starting.
Exactly. This is ridiculous. Syphilis Sports. I wouldn't do it. Like,
man. I didn't want to bring that from platform,
Syphilis Sports. Is that Cy Phillips? But this is what I'm saying.
That was almost up.
Oh. This is what I'm saying. Like, guys are just saying anyone's better than my man. Anyone's, and like, you saw in the Etihad, he actually kept his cool because him and Cole, like you said, partnership, brilliant.
Yeah, really. They did so well. And they still played football at the end of the day.
Yep.
They still actually played. Like, when there was an opportunity to play a pass, break the lines, they still did that.
That's one thing. This one's actually very good at. Breaking lines and his passes.
Especially. He does very good, like light chip balls.
Yeah.
His long passing isn't great, but if he's got like to do like a light chip, he does it well.
No, there was one he did to Sterling at the start of the season against Burnley. He like all the way over. Sterling was in, should have scored, but yeah, like really good performance and like 40 million. I don't think the worst one. The worst buy. I feel like we do need. We can get an upgrade.
Our cheaper signings can get an upgrade.
It's because of the expectation on them, though. That's what I always say. It's like, because we don't have high expectations. Yeah. Like, for example, if Caicedo came in at 30 mil, I don't think as many people would be slandering him.
That's true.
Same with a lot of these players. That's why, obviously, our best signings have been around, like, the 30 million mark.
Where, but they're actually better, though. Like, Madueke is better than Mudryk, and he's cost 30, and Mudryk's cost whatever.
But maybe, well, in my opinion, it might be a perception thing. Maybe if Mudryk was 30 million, maybe, I don't know, people
might have a lot more time for him,
People would leave Mudryk alone if he was 30 million.
They'd leave him alone.
You don't see opposition fans talk about Madueke.
Forget, exactly. Look at every game Mudryk's played, look at every game Madueke's played. Madueke's been better.
Yeah, easily. I'll say that.
And even easily as well. Mudryk's actually air.
Damn, bro.
Caicedo, I agree. The price tag team, therefore, like, we have more expectations. So it's like, if you compare Caicedo to, I don't know, anyone else, it might.
Ugarte.
Damn. Didn't take you long.
This is why I say it's about. The thing is, Ugarte isn't even that much better than Caicedo. But when you can save like 70 million.
Yeah.
To me, it was a no-brainer.
I'm with you. I prefer Ugarte as well.
Not on the ball.
Nah, exactly.
But again, that's what I want. 70 million.
No. I get that, but with what Caicedo, again, like, we're buying for the potential. But what Caicedo can potentially become.
I don't know, in the midfield, there's better. This is why.
But I'm saying that's why he's priced at that. Like, none of these players are worth any of that. Yeah, Garte, I wouldn't say, is worth.
Even Enzo, as much as I like Enzo, Enzo's not worth one of
them. Yeah, but it's like what they can potentially become.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Caicedo, at least you can say he has all the tools. Mm. Like, he can be a complete midfielder.
He could. I'm so sorry.
Enzo's much closer to his figure than Caicedo is to his. Enzo's a million times better.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't want to hear it. Like, Enzo is, you can tell this guy, he's got everything he needs to be. I'm sorry. We bought him to fucking recover the ball. Like, do you get it? Like, people were saying, yeah, Kante or whatever, da 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 da.
But he's left on an island.
He's just killing everyone on the pitch.
But again, he's also left on an island.
Noah made a good point, though. Like, when you're constantly getting transition after Andreessen, you're going to be making fouls. Because our structure off the ball is terrible.
No, not after last game.
He does this all the time. Bro.
And he's making silly fouls.
It's stupid fouls as well. It's not like isolation. Bro, because the thing is, it's not like he's chasing someone from behind and he's slip tackle.
No, I agree. I think he's rash as well.
Most of the time, it's like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. And I think for someone that we bought to do exactly that,
But I don't think we bought him to just do that.
No, just in the primary role.
And all I'm saying is, yeah, like, Gallagher gets called this headless chicken, roadrunner.
Oh, wow.
This is crazy. Wait, hold on.
Hey,
No.
Listen, yeah. If Gallagher's an XL bully for, you know, snipping at, you know, players' legs and whatnot, but
Caicedo's a kind of corso, bro. This guy's actually a pit bull, bro. Like, he's bad.
Listen, Caicedo on the ball is clear, Gallagher.
No, I agree.
And he actually helps him build up
but,
a lot.
But Gallagher, when you talk about Gallagher and you call him an XL bully, it's not because of on the ball, it's because of what he does off the ball.
Fair. No, Caicedo,
he's an XL bully on the ball too. They dribble the same. They dribble the same.
But anyway, with the Sassy, well done. I'm proud of you, man. Yeah.
Cole too, man. It's props.
Cole, his first half was...
Yeah. He nearly got dunked on, but
a few times. But his second half was amazing.
Before we end, also, Gusto.
Class.
Pocketed Doku.
Class.
Now we've had Reece James and Gusto both pocket him.
Hey, Doku's not as good as I thought he was, man.
Nah, man.
Listen, one thing I'll say about Doku, I'll be honest though, he might. Do you guys remember when Vinny first joined Madrid?
Yeah.
He was like.
Somali.
As in, like, Vinny was more, you know, he tried a lot of things. Sometimes it was the same move every time. It didn't work. Obviously got out. There might be a time when Doku one season will just get, like, 12 goals, 15 assists.
The only difference is that with Vinny, I think he was getting to way better positions than Doku was doing. He was just skying bare shots.
Yeah, Vinny was... You don't actually see Doku miss chances because he doesn't get there. If he's not shimmying and cutting in for our corner...
I thought this guy is shit. Like, watching Vinny, I was like, there's no way.
And then
he just patterned, like, his finish. It was basically his finishing that he patterned.
Composure, and then
all that. Like, he's
now, like... When I see Doku, I feel like he just tries a bit too much. Like, he's getting the ball from deep, trying to dribble past.
That's these young wingers. Man, that's the same as Modric.
Credit
like,
you to Gusto. Modric wasn't totally locked dribble. Him up. And again, another one of those £30 million signings where there's not a lot of like pressure on these guys, but he's delivered. And I feel like he's one of the most underrated guys in a sense that, like, for example, in this game, he might not have got man of the match because someone else was slightly better, but he's to an extent, he's almost doing this consistently. Like, he's getting a lot of like 8 out of 10 performances. Yeah. Even against, it's just his injuries that.
Even against Palace, I thought he was one of the better players.
He came with he'll create chances as well. That's the really
his
good thing about
him. His crossing is better than Reece James, bro. I don't even care what
you just don't like Reece James.
In this season alone, he's already got more assists than that. I think it's like. All Reece James seasons bar one.
But we've seen
how many assists has Enzo got? Come on, like we can't do that because sometimes players just don't take the chances. James was pointing on Tammy Abraham's head. What do you want?
Remember that game where Tammy Abraham's leg?
Don't give me fucking rocket missiles as good crosses, bro. If you see a ball coming at 95 miles per hour to your head, you're not heading that, bro.
Drew head it.
He's not part of the team anymore.
because I'm not hearing that.
Bro.
There were times where James was doing good balls. He had guys like, well,
those were times.
That's
completely different.
At time, they travelled at a different time than they're, like, it's light speed, bro. Like,
no, but the thing is, even those type of crosses were not that common that he did anyway.
James was doing cutbacks to your boy Mason Mount.
James
was doing cutbacks to your boy Mason Mount. He was skying it, man.
Whenever was glazing Mason Mount, back in UCL, I was like, this guy is shit.
That is your guy,
I said this to you.
That is
I said,
your guy.
In the UCL run, I said, if we base our team around Mason Mount, we're fucked. We did that and we were fucked.
That is your guy.
I've been right about that, brother.
No, but Gusto played really well.
He's class.
Every winger he's come up against, no one's really like done him any friends. It was just that game against Arsenal, back post. That was the only thing I
He had just come on as a. Yeah.
Again!
Adingra, another goal.
Fucking hell.
Ghana boy.
Actually, fact, he come in and Adingra scored twice.
Nah, Adingra is actually cool.
He's good, man. He's good.
Nah, he's good.
He'll use this to kick on, but.
Yeah, but you know, had we won yesterday, we would have been joint seventh.
We're actually very close to European positions.
I don't like Europa League, but I'll take it.
Conference League, I don't want, man.
I hate Europa League with a passion, but I can take it.
No, I think for where we are right now, Europa is even a good
European step. Football will be good.
Because we're not going to grab bare players all of a sudden again that are all world class to play Champions League, innit? Yeah. So Europa is a good place for all of these players to play European ball and develop.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm happy with Europa. It's fucked as a Chelsea fan to say this, innit? Because obviously we're a Champions League winner however many years ago. Yeah. But, bro, like, the reality is we're not a good team right now.
We are who we are, man.
Yeah, very inconsistent. I think there's good pieces, but there's just the inconsistency.
Maybe with a better coach, it all kicks in.
I genuinely think
it's going to be better, but I don't know if these players are still built to be top 14.
But I think systems are really important, because with a system, you can make these players look competent and you can hide their deficiencies.
Like, for example, I don't think our team on paper is that much different.
No, we've got a better team than them.
We've got a better team than Tottenham.
I wouldn't say we've got a better team.
But yeah, we're not a better team, but I think we've got better players.
As in players, like the... I think we've got better.
They've got a better keeper. Vicario, I think they've got better centre-backs. Van de Ven and Romero, it's not even a thing. It's a fact.
It's not that far. No, but the difference is not...
What the fuck?
Cole Will,
Van de Ven's quick.
Oh, yeah, Romero. Yeah.
But Romero clears. Romero's starting, 100%.
Who's
Poro and James or
Doki. Okay, no, we got better right back.
Udogie
will take that.
I said Udogie.
Whoa.
they got a decent midfield. I don't think it's better than us.
I wouldn't start Bissouma.
What's his name? No,
Hoiberg.
Sorry,
Hoiberg.
Bentancur's good.
This is why we.
But we're not over Enzo.
No. But I just said.
And then, by the way, we'll get to depth as well after that. Obviously, if everyone's fit.
But attacking wise, Kulusevski, Son.
I'm not sure about
Kulusevski over Palmer. Right now, I wouldn't say Kulusevski over Palmer right now.
I don't think. Yeah, but Son.
And the thing is, you can see
Son's.
No, but you can see the benefit of system, because Son, like Richarlison, was crap beforehand.
Yeah.
And now
Richarlison or Jackson?
I'm thinking Jackson, bro.
There you go. Yeah. See, look.
Yeah. It's 6-5, probably.
Listen, I don't think this squad is Jackson. Top four straight away, but it shouldn't be in 10th. And that's a fact.
Hey, Jackson running in Crystal Palace game.
He's so dumb. If he got booked yesterday, he would have missed the final as well. Yes. So I'm happy he didn't, but...
I can't.
Why are you on 9 yellow cards already, man?
None of them are for fouls.
Why are you on 9 yellow cards for descent and kicking the ball away? Like,
but speaking,
he's so immature.
Bro, like, I feel like you look at the way he behaves, and it's like, this guy's like 15, bro.
Bro, yeah. Like, even when we beat City,
we drew City 4-4,
and then he was telling Palmer to go shoot.
Yeah,
he's just in Jackson.
He's world class. Do that in front of the
Anfield. Even the Enzo free kick against
Aston. Yeah, when he was ailing him.
This guy's hilarious.
I can't lie.
He's just happy to be here, man.
Literally.
Completely irrelevant to yesterday's game, but it was my first away game. Not only are away fans cold,
they've been cold though.
Our away fans could, like, Villa Stadium was quiet, bro.
Yeah.
But our away fans, bro, all big six, this is the issue. All big six teams suffer from tourism. If you go to Manchester, a lot of people say, like, at Old Trafford and obviously at Etihad. But Old Trafford, though, like, there's a lot of tourists, like, it's not as loud as
they're
it
not
should
singing,
be.
They're not.
Yeah, Anfield, there's this whole perception that Anfield's like this sort of, you know, crazy place, but. Or maybe evening games, like 3 o'clock kickoffs. Anfield's not that crazy atmosphere. Same with Chelsea, same with Arsenal, same with Tottenham. Away fans for all of the six, including Man City, are so good.
Yeah, because they're the diehards. So they're the ones that will go every city, every place. Like, they're the serious fans. No tourists can get them tickets.
When Jackson scored that header, I stood down and lost control of my body, bro.
And I need to go to the away game. It's hard.
I want to try and do at least first, like, a London away game.
That's the thing, though. You need quite a lot of loyalty points to do that. Like, it's more than for the home matches. So that's why I never try and bother. Because I would say the same. I'd love to go to, a Palace away.
Just shout me, man. I always drive. I don't know.
But it's not the issue.
It's the loyalty points. Get the tickets. Because to go to Birmingham, Birmingham's not that bad, for Villa.
Bro, I had to suffer that day, bro.
So I learned quite a bit now.
I was 4 hours sleep. I had to drive to London first, then to Birmingham.
And you saw a Jackson goal.
But it was worth it.
That ends on free kick, seen it live.
I was going to say, but you already said it's because we won. If you lost and then doing a 2 hour drive,
especially with how tired I was, but that Jackson goal is the reason I didn't fall asleep. I just kept reliving it in my mind.
Say you like Jackson's head? sorry, my bad. Oh my. Net game crazy.
Yo, but yeah, final next week. Liverpool have got a similar injury list to us, I think.
They just got Nunes down, and Nunes has been playing well for them.
Jota as
well. Wait, is Nunes injured?
He came off for half time.
He'll be ready in a week's time. It's Jota that's out, though.
No, but I think they've got Europa League, though.
between.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You might be right, you know.
Because, you know, it's European Europa League. Wait, I might be capping because they're doing that. Have they done the Europa League legs yet? You know, the...
I don't even know.
The playoff round.
Wait, you know what? They're not in European competition.
First, they've actually got Luton on Wednesday. There's no Europa League for them. It's Luton on Wednesday first. And then they play us, whereas we got a week break.
So, but who's out? Trent's out. Nunes, proportion. Jota's out. Thiago's always out. Alisson, I don't think he was going to play anyway.
Yeah. But he's out, though.
Yeah, he's out.
But Kelleher's not as bad as that. He's a good keeper.
In the last final, he was on drugs.
He was a good goalkeeper there.
They definitely upgraded from fucking Karius, bro. Karius gave
that CTE, man. CTE.
So who would start for them? Salah's back.
Oh, that's scary, man.
Salah's back. Nunes is... Oh, it's gonna goal be Gakpo, Diaz, Salah.
Gakpo said okay. he's now gonna get a goal.
Gakpo, he's been scoring recently, man. If Nunes is not there, I hate Nunes, but I don't think he's a good player. But if he's not there,
I think the Anfield game, I think he missed Jackson a lot. Just to some because Liverpool give you chances of transition. We had no one that was occupying their centre.
What do you mean, bro? Mando Broya, bro.
You know, he didn't start. It was Cole Palmer, well, false nine, but he was.
Oh yeah,
that was rubbish.
False nine in Palmer stinks.
I think just Poch can't coach it, but
I don't know. I don't think he's
he can't play with his back to
ball. His movement,
he needs to drop in and then.
But yeah, how are you feeling for it now after seeing the City game?
I think we're losing, innit? I'm there. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, same.
I think we're
losing. You both will grab tickets.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna rain on Klopp's parade, man. We're gonna win.
Listen,
I just don't want Klopp to get that title, bro.
We're gonna win.
I think we can. I think we can do something, man.
We're gonna win on penalties. Retribution for the other times.
Petrovic is actually decent at penalties.
First final without Mason Mount. Listen, we've got to score six.
If we win this,
the agenda's crazy.
I will leave Wembley and I'll drive all the way to
I saw the script, man. Mudrik is going to come on and score. Fuck, so man. Crazy. He's going to repay some of that fee. Just watch.
Hey, Jackson hat-trick.
I can't lie. I love Jackson, yeah. I can't do no BCM at Wembley. I'll lose my head. You see when Mount missed in front of him, hit the post. Oh, my God. I was next to some old guy. I was like, fuck.
What's that? Elbow in the old guy. I hope it got GBH.
No, I was so pissed off. But yeah, I think you'll probably play the same lineup as yesterday. So
yeah,
for sure. It should be.
I think maybe Gallagher, man.
Gallagher will play.
What's the score prediction?
Tight game as always,
I'm
man.
Pens.
Like Pens. Pens.
I'm gonna say Pens.
Jeff, what are you saying?
I think Pens.
Chelsea went on Pens.
Chelsea.
I think it's 2-1 either way.
What's yours?
3-0 Liverpool.
Bro.
Nah, I respect it, man.
Nah.
Why 3-0?
3-0. Poche will shit the bed. Tottenham DNA, this guy's not doing anything.
Let me get some listeners' questions.
Especially he knows that this is his last season. The Liverpool fans know this. The Liverpool players know this.
But I feel like...
You don't think the injuries will make a difference?
I think the injuries are a lot, man.
They're actually top of the league, though, even with all these injuries.
I was going to say, injuries or what? So what?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, all you need is one game, man. Someone needs to step up. One big mo. Sterling's never scored against Liverpool, I heard.
Nah, never.
Something like that.
Never.
He's played them like 20-something times.
Bench him, man.
And he's never scored against United, I believe.
Yeah, what? It's crazy.
That's shit, bro.
That's
I'm not going to lie to you. Before we got that goal against C, I'm not going to lie to you. There was times I was saying, like, this guy's playing against us.
Walker for that goal is actually embarrassing.
He's relying on his pace.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's props to Sterling and not necessarily to Walker. When I was watching it, I was like, he's going to shoot. I didn't expect that turn. Obviously, you know Sterling is not going to shoot with his left, but he looked like he was positioned to shoot with his left. And then he turned.
No, I just think it's the way it's like, they've even shown it beforehand. Walker sprints to Jackson initially. So
and Sterling, then
Sterling, that's why Sterling has all that space. Yeah. And then when he's running at Sterling full pelt, so by the time Sterling does turn, unless you're giving away a foul, you can't even like stop.
Yeah, fair enough. That was good on Sterling. That was a good goal altogether.
Even when he cut in, I didn't expect him to score.
When he did that touch, and I was just like,
expect him to score. I just thought that's the Chelsea luck like we have right now. He's just gonna hit out the keeper.
Alright, so let's get some listeners' questions. First one's from Bassi. Bassi put like 4 questions. He's like, why is our star signing not starting in such a huge game?
He's our star signing.
I don't know.
Not Caicedo.
No, Nkunku.
No.
Are we calling Nkunku the star signing?
Well, it might be.
Why is he not starting?
I don't think he should have started.
With that lineup, okay, maybe bar Sterling, who obviously ended up getting the goal. I'm not mad at
him. Yeah, I'm not mad at him at all.
Mm-hmm. So clearly it paid off.
Yeah.
And Nkunku's not the sort of hard, like Sterling did an okay job. Palmer works hard, and Nkunku's not.
Yes, you're saying Nkunku's not hard. How do you know?
What?
Why are you looking at him like that, bro?
In it, he better lean into me. He's not a hard worker like that. I don't see where he would fit. Pause.
All right.
Because of you, I just had to say pause.
Because of me.
Yeah, man.
They don't say that. Nkunku's not hard. Look at the meat watcher.
Yeah, I don't think he. Yeah, he didn't really earn that start. To be honest, I didn't. He didn't come do anything against Palace. He, yeah, I don't think that was really the game for him.
So I was just, how much work does Reece have to put in to displace Gusto?
Not much.
Or is he good to?
Gusto can go left back, man.
You know what I'm forgetting, right? We're talking about us as fans, as a manager, your captain.
Okay, if we were talking like forgetting all of that, Reece got a long way to go, bro.
I don't think
a long way. Gusto's not even seen the heights Reece's
big man team. Yeah.
So what way does he have to go?
The system, bro. I'm telling you, man.
A system or not? What Reece has achieved is 10 times what Gusto's achieved. I promise you, yeah, Gusto's going straight to the bench.
I don't care what Reece did in when we won the UCL.
Well, you have to, because that is relevant, though.
No, but not because
Duh, you can't be like, oh, I'm just gonna ignore his greatest.
Gusto this season has been better than Reece the last two seasons. I'm sticking with that. So.
The last two seasons.
This one and the last one.
So, yeah. Okay, so two very injury-prone seasons, all right?
Okay.
Well done.
I know he's got Reece's agenda, man.
That's yeah, literally.
No, I know he has, but the thing is, at least if it made sense, and I'll be like, you know what, it's an agenda, but I can see it, but it don't even make sense. How has he got a long way to go when Gusto hasn't even achieved what Reece has? That don't make sense. He's
got a long way to go.
I don't think Reece will have to work hard, yeah, but I think
no, he's
Gusto like, should if Reece, be if Reece is kept fit, in the team.
He's going to play...
Oh, actually, I can ask you a question, else, because you... Don't like Reece and you like Gusto so much, yeah.
Can I ask you something?
How many more injuries until you give Gusto the same treatment this season?
Ooh.
Gusto's injuries have been light.
No, he's had two injuries already.
Yeah, but they've been light though.
He missed like four or five.
He's
missed like 20.
No, what I will say though is that.
But I did say
initially Reece's was the same, and again a big part of Reece being injury prone is that he was never rotated. Never rotated.
No. Don't get twisted. I agree with that. Like if and I said this before Gusto came. I said pairing them two as right back options is techie because they're both. Even Gusto at Lyon was, before he came, he got a mad injury now.
The
last bit of the season. I said it. I was like, I'm not confident in this. I'm with you in that. It's scary to have them both too because both of them are injury prone, especially Reece James. If Gusto goes down that same path, then yeah,
that's not the question. I said, how many more injuries this season until we give him the same treatment as James?
As a number. If Gusto misses the rest of the games that we've got for the rest of the season, he's
the twins are arguing.
James has already.
That's nice, but how many injuries until we give him the same treatment?
Like games, quality games. If he's missed more than 15 games this season, then through injury, then yeah.
Omar's got the stats record up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Omar's about to do some calculations.
No. I'm looking at Reece James' injury history, yeah. So, when he first started to get injured, was what, 1920?
Yeah. But I didn't have an injury prone agenda back then. My injury
prone. You don't call him obese.
No, but that's
not. Nah, we're not doing that.
That's got nothing to do with his injuries. That was
in 1920. In 1920, Reece James missed 5 games for injury.
And I had no problem with Reece James in 1920.
No, don't do this now, man.
No, I had no problem.
People call him obese back then. Yeah,
because he was thick, bro. The guy's got ass.
I'm he's got injuries as well.
He wasn't getting that injured back then.
Okay, and then, so 20 to 2021.
The last three seasons.
Hold on, 20 to 2021. Because this is when these injuries started happening. Yeah. He missed 9 games for injuries.
Mm-hmm.
In all competitions.
Right? Yeah, that was 9. His last good season. Go on, keep going.
But that's what I'm saying. All what he's achieved, yeah, with the injuries, you were still getting on to him. You were still getting on to him. Don't back out, man.
Was
all getting on to him.
That's facts. That's
facts, bro. You're not trying to 20 to 2021. Because I remember we were in the Champions League and people getting on to him. Because listen, I remember they were saying he should play a right centre back, and I was like, right wing back. The guy that gets so much goals and assists.
I've never vouched for that.
Maybe not you, but you definitely had a recent agenda.
I saw people.
You had a recent agenda back then.
Not back then.
You are lying, bro.
The only thing I will say is I didn't like him as much as everyone else did, but I didn't have an agenda. The way I have an agenda right now, that's been the last two seasons.
Anyway, so he had he missed 9 games through injuries. Yeah,
oh god.
In that season, in 21 to 22, He missed
that Club World Cup season. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has missed 20 games through injury. We know it. No, but we know it's gone.
And the reason why is he was not rotated. Yeah. I'm telling you, when he when Tuchel first came in, it was Aspi, James, or Cho at right wing back. Mm. The second season,
it's a lot of rotation to me.
No, no.
Come on, man.
I'm saying that. Yeah, the second season when he wasn't getting rotated.
One thing, yeah.
The second season, he just
after
was
that, pull up Wesley for fun.
Next question.
Hey, listen, him and Chalobah guy, St. Thomas's God, I cannot do it anymore. When we get rid of Ben Chilwell,
he said four questions. I think Ben Chilwell needs to fuck off, man. I'm telling you,
this summer, Ben Chilwell, Fofana, Chalobah out.
Bro, Chilwell's our vice captain. They're not gonna let him go like
for
that.
For fun, yeah.
To be honest,
you know, he played 70 games right after he missed 64 games.
I keep telling Carell he was doing swag so good, but I cannot consider him a Chelsea player. Like you said, Datro more of a Chelsea player. Wes,
well, I thought Datro would be the first for fun that comes back.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fucked. He's still not back.
I actually feel sorry for him, man.
I don't see how.
Do you know what it is? It's not even him. It's just like, when we brought him, I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Because he just broke his leg.
Leicester are laughing. They're thinking,
bro, fucking. And when he came back, he did play well for us, but for Leicester, he wasn't good when he came back.
Yeah.
And I was like, we just spent 70 million on
a player that just broke his leg.
Do you know what it means to break your leg?
Yeah.
And lose 64 games. And then all that money, and now it's. Oh, why are we always getting to bro? The guy was broken before he came in.
Yeah, that's Tuchel, man. Tuchel wanted him bad and.
Should have got Koundé, bro.
I don't know, man. Koundé at centre back is shocking.
I think Tuchel would have done a way better job than what Xavi's doing.
No, but
Koundé last season was good.
Koundé at centre back for Sevilla, he was good. But then at Chelsea in a back five, yeah, he would have done well.
Yeah,
I feel
right.
Like. But now that we've moved to a back four, we would have been exposed, and we'll be like, why did we sign Koundé?
I don't know. Barca was doing a back four yesterday. He was doing well at centre back yesterday. Last season,
shit at centre back.
No. This season, yeah. Last season, Koundé was cold.
Because he played right back, it was Araujo and Christensen mainly playing centre back.
Yeah.
Next question is from Faye. Honest opinion, why isn't Mudryk starting anymore or even playing anymore? And Caicedo is scaring me. Why is he so rash? Seems like a liability at times. We'll start off with Mudryk.
I was going to say, just to cut you off. With Mudryk, yeah, he's doing the same thing to Madueke as well. I've noticed. Like, Madueke will play well. He might bench him, start him again. He might do all right. Maybe play in the next game. He does shit.
One bad game, and then he just don't
care. Yeah, he doesn't have the patience with that.
I feel like he's doing the same both with Mudryk and Madueke. I don't know if this is his sort of way of like developing young players or what.
It's terrible, bro. Because Mudryk was he did have a patch this season that I was like, okay, there's a change here. One bad game, and then it stopped playing and started putting again, doing the same thing that we were doing last season with Mudryk, and he stinks at that. Like just coming the last 15 minutes,
he's another player that needs like repeat.
He can't get into games.
No, but I'm sorry, we don't pay 90 million on a player to loan him out.
We didn't pay 90 million, but we paid 60 million. But the point is, I feel like it's similar to Jackson in that with Nicholas Jackson. Anyway, had he been on the bench and had the same minutes as Mudryk and Madueke, he would not be anywhere near to what we've seen him like play. But the fact that we've given him consistent minutes gives us time to develop. Like, had that been with Mudryk, and I'm going to use Madueke as well. Like, we could be seeing completely different players.
That's actually fair, because with Jackson, we were in a position where we had to play him.
I'll give you that, because I watch Madueke play and I'm like, that's a good football player right there. I don't see that with Mudryk. And I see that with Jackson as well. Yeah, even as a striker,
with Mudryk, it's like, forget the coaching. Just like, there's certain aspects of his game which are just bad. Like,
very bad.
The inability to control football and that touch inside. You lot may like, I fucking hate it. Because I know he's going to lose.
The thing is, he's technical. That's what I don't understand. He's actually quite technical. But
He's got a good link up with Jackson as well.
Yeah. Everyone has a good link up with Jackson.
One ISO movie does that. He turns around, he passes the ball over the defence. And he does that every like 20 games, yeah. And it's so cold when it comes off. But other than that, I've never seen him do anything. I'm like, yeah, the guy.
But Mudryk doesn't really deserve, like, for me, what I've seen, doesn't really
deserve to be called a football player.
What
does he deserve to be called?
The moment.
Defector.
Wow. Fairs, man.
But let's not gloss over the second part of the question.
Read it out for us.
I don't hate the guy, but at 115 million, the most expensive player in Premier League history.
But why do we use that to judge? He didn't ask for that price.
Yeah. He, listen, it's not on him yet. It's on the Chelsea board for paying that amount.
Yeah. So why, if we went to buy Bebe for 90 million, yeah. Like, isn't that on us?
It's Bebe! Bebe!
It's on us for doing that.
Because I don't think Casado was worth that amount.
And him, like, if the player, and if the player is like, doing shit week in, week out, or not Casado in this case, he's not doing shit week in, week out, but if he's not been living up to that price tag, then it's like, you're showing, like, the Chelsea board, for example, like, look, this is because of your mistake, basically.
The rash is actually starting to piss me off, because you're just putting unnecessary pressure on us.
But then again, to be like, fair, it's really annoying sometimes. To be, like, unbiased in the situation. It's not just Caicedo. It's a lot of Chelsea players. Again, unnecessary yellow cards.
Nah, I know, but
including the manager.
He's bad. He's really bad at it.
And though, I feel like it's a Chelsea problem as well. Obviously, that's a Chelsea problem.
Well, unnecessary all, yellow cards, I know.
They're all immature. Like, that's the thing. Even Cole Palmer's got, like, quite a few yellow cards, just, like, kicking the... Like,
yeah.
The team's very immature. Yeah, so and they'll grow and they'll develop.
I love it, man.
You say that they'll develop, but it comes from the top down. So if the manager is setting an example, then maybe. But if he's not, and he's also getting yellow cards, it's just going to filter down and the players will follow
because
suit.
It's so interesting. After the Palace game, they asked Pochettino if he was angry with Jackson. And it was like, yes, but no. You know, it just shows that he cares and stuff like that. Like, whilst that's nice to hear, you have to crack down on these things. Because what's going to stop Jackson doing it again?
That could be in public.
You could be saying that in public. In that regard, though, I do agree that that particular Jackson yellow card, I don't think it's that deep. But all the others were. And I can't lie, any other manager, I think at this point, would have cracked down on it.
You have to crack down on it.
Punish them in some sort of way. You're getting these yellow cards, you have to punish them. It's not just money, fine, because he might not bread it. Intense, I don't know, do something to them.
Because again, earlier in the season, he was asked about Jackson's yellow cards and he was like, yeah, we're dealing with it in private. Like, I've punished him, but...
Bro, the guy hasn't fucking learned, bro.
He hasn't.
Not even worse before.
Nine yellow cards is like, what are you
doing? Not even Diego Costa was getting that amount.
Bro, it's not like he's going up for challenges, elbowing people. Like, he's literally...
Just running around.
It's descent, is like immaturity, which is bad, man. It's bad.
But then again, that rule is so shit. That doesn't, like, you can't complain to the thingy and then you get a yellow card straight away. I think that's
shit. It is shit, but...
But it's for every player.
It's for everyone. So if other teams are understanding this and not getting yellow cards, then it's not an excuse.
I don't think a lot of teams are understanding it, to be fair. I see a lot of yellow cards like that. And I just think it just... it's Chelsea podcast, but I think just it doesn't give any of the referees accountability. Because we've seen at AFCON how good refereeing can be.
Yeah.
Like, this
refereeing in the Premier League is shit.
It's actually disgusting. Now. It's actually really, really bad.
Very egotistical, like they want them to be the star of the show.
One Nigerian journalist, he tweeted, is like, the reason why it's working well in Africa is that, like, there's no, like, allegiances, there's no friendships. Like, how could a referee go on Sky Sports and say, oh yeah, my mate's having a hard time, I don't want to send him to the monitor? What kind of bullshit is that?
It's ego. They don't want to show that they're wrong.
Exactly.
Look, I've actually got an example. Just like last week, I don't know if you know, there's a referee called Bjorn Kuipers. He came to give a talk, basically, for one meeting that I was in. And he was basically saying he made one mistake, or his linesman made one mistake, during the 2018 World Cup. And he was saying, he was thinking to himself, shit, because once they make a mistake, like, they basically have to go home. Like, that's the last game that they referee in that World Cup. And he was like, we make... Because there was, like, this is obviously, I think, the first time that they used VAR. And even in that sense... Even when you do use VAR, if you made the mistake, it's still seen as bad. And he was giving the example of Neymar against, I can't remember who it was, but he died for a penalty in the last minute. They were in a blue kit. I can't remember the game now.
Nigeria.
No. Brazil was wearing a blue kit. The other team was wearing a white
Switzerland.
Kit. Maybe.
It might be Switzerland.
It might be. They were wearing a white. No. Switzerland, maybe. Yeah. They're wearing a white kit.
Now, Korea, that's 2022.
It was 2018.
It was Switzerland, Serbia, and Costa Rica and Brazil's group.
Okay, might be Serbia or Switzerland.
Yeah,
they're wearing white. Yeah, they're wearing white. But you can Google anyway. Neymar, basically, I think it was around the last minute, he had gotten a penalty, and Bjorn Kuipers pointed to the spot. The VAR was like, you might want to review this because it looks like it's not enough contact. He went over to the screen and he was like, this is what the referee said. He goes, I said, like, you know what, they're right, that's a penalty. But in his head, he was thinking, shit, I'm going home now. I've made this one mistake. Like, that's it, I'm going home. Then obviously, afterwards, he spoke to Kalina, the head of the referee association. And then he was like, you know what? Sometimes these things happen. It's okay. And you move on. And then he goes from there, like, you know, they refereed, I think, the third place playoff or whatever. But it just shows, like, how much pressure that they have. Like, if they make a mistake, they know they're going home.
They're also human. Yeah.
In the Premier League, I feel like, unless they make such a huge mistake, like, more often than not, they're just going to carry on.
It's true. They get sent down to the championship for one game. They'll come back next
week. No, but that happened. They're supposed to do that anyway, apparently. Like, with the whole anti-tank thing. Apparently, they're supposed to do that anyway. That's not, like, a punishment. They're supposed to do that anyway. The only thing I have seen from referees is that they get demoted to, like, okay, you're just on VAR. You're not doing, like, matches or fourth official, whatever. But they don't. There's not as much punishment on them.
It's true.
Because they want to protect them. They want.
And that's the issue I have. Because Chelsea were bad last season. But imagine if they get two wins out of two. That's good momentum.
And not just completely momentum. Now we're like seventh in the table, and like things can be completely different.
Yeah, we're done. But yeah, it's been a good pod. Thanks, Jeff, for coming on. Like,
no problem, man. Thank you for having
coming
me.
Coming on me.
That's disgusting.
Whoa.
Just remember, Ghana will never amount to anything, Jeff.
Hey, that's fine, man. Neither will you lot. You're still below us.
Yeah, whatever.
Little bro.
28th in the FIFA ranking.
You're even wearing your green. You're green and you're white. You're team boy, fam. You come to represent, you pussy.
This guy. I wish you had like an AFCON special.
Hey, don't worry. Listen, next AFCON, we'll do it. We'll do it.
You should have, man.
Listen, I was so heartbroken on Sunday.
You better have been.
Jeff doesn't even send voice though. You sent me a voice that's like, pussy.
Elf's getting on to all other nations as well. His team isn't even involved, but he's getting on to all other nations.
I'm getting on to everyone.
He's one fucking winner. We want free
for you can't. Yeah, bro. You can't. No one can even chat to him.
No. You say that. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Play Burkina Faso in an away game, bro. Your players will feel it.
Bertrand Traore will.
Listen.
Hey, you lot saw Mauritania. Listen, AFCON, great tournament this year.
It was mad entertaining.
Yeah, really good. I was really impressed. Like, the quality is a lot better than, like, previous. That was the best AFCON I've watched. Unfortunately,
yeah, 100.
Unfortunately, we lost it, but yeah.
Osman's shit.
No, he's not.
No, he's not, man. I'm still moved by him.
Don't mind.
You're moved by. Do you know what? I want to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Do you have time?
Go.
All right, basically, yeah.
Els is just racist, by the way.
When you watch, the thing is, yeah, you need to understand that when you watch a player, yeah, sometimes you have to almost forget about the system. What I saw with Osimhen, with almost little service, I know Lukman did well, I know Mertens did, and all these players did well, yeah, but the amount that I saw him, what he was doing, holding it down on his own, I felt like I was moved, man. I feel like
defenders,
at Chelsea, that is what we need. The only issue is, would I want that for 150 million?
Yeah, that's probably fine. Not. That's fine.
And the finishing was
I said this in one of the pods. I said in one of the pods, the way he finishes is the same. He just boom, bam, like there's no finesse to it. It's just boom, like it's just shakala. Like it's literally, that's why I don't like, but I guarantee you, any other striker will not making that final. I'm guaranteeing.
Moved by him. I know,
see the penalty you won against South Africa.
I know a lot of people
with regards to that, like the hustling, the harrying, the putting pressure, the chasing loose balls.
Him and Jackson, he was given nothing.
And
I'll change Victor Osimhen to Conor Gallagher. Say all of that.
See, that's racist, man.
What? Wait, no, hold on. What? Holding off two centre backs on his own.
Pouncing on long balls, the making something out of nothing.
No, that's not Gallagher, man.
This is what I'm saying. You know what, like, yeah, okay, yeah, he works hard, but he actually presses intelligently. Gallagher's just running.
I don't care. I don't want my striker to press, I want my striker to score goals, bro.
No,
that part
I agree. Yeah. And that's my issue. Like, that's why I say he's not £150 million worth player, because he's not clinical as someone of that price should be. But I think
he's very
him.
Good, by the way.
I was moved by him because of his attribute. Like I said, even technically, he's very good technically.
He's not as bad as people try to make out.
He's also a leader. He's a very good leader.
He's good. I don't want to pay that much money for him for Chelsea. That's my only thing.
That's fair.
As much as like he obviously goals wise he didn't do well at AFCON, but you look at, for example, Lautaro Martinez, which is another striker that I love in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill him. So it's like
tournament football, you don't judge.
That's what I was gonna say.
No, but even like that's
Osimhen only got one. Was it one goal in the first game?
Yeah.
And everyone's getting onto him for that. But I was saying it. Sometimes you have to look at how they're playing. Like I don't. Tournament football, you can't take it.
I agree with that.
Another thing people forget in Nigeria as the tournament went on, were creating less and less and less and less and less. Yeah. Which is
no. And he was still, with what he had, he was still trying to make something
out of nothing. What they were doing was what, how Nigeria played throughout the tournament was what we did the last 20 minutes versus
City. Yeah, I still prefer Lautaro Martinez over him.
As yeah, which is fair enough, but Martinez, I think, will want to stay at Inter.
That's the thing. That's
I think Martinez has everything we need for a striker.
Definitely, but I think it's does he want to leave?
That's I don't know. That's and according question. To Tony, Inter don't sell like that. Like if they don't want to sell,
they're in a fucked position.
I know they are fucked. I know they're fucked.
Like they're in a in like Italy, now is worse than ever.
But in places like Italy, every player has a price tag. That's the issue because of a lot of their financial problems that they have. But again, if it comes down to price, for example, between Martinez and Osimhen, if they are the same price. Taking
Osimhen,
I'm not.
I'm taking Martinez.
I'm surprised
you'd
be
moving. I'll say Martinez.
Honestly, I'm surprised because like, nah. If you don't watch AFCON, I was like, I understood what you're saying. I understood what a lot of people were saying, but yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, but that being said, I think for Napoli, I saw someone post it. He hasn't scored since mid-December.
That's
how posted.
Yeah,
but
also AFCON.
But the thing is, Napoli though.
No. That is actually so silly because number one, there's AFCON from January 12th to February 12th. He made the finals.
Because I'm telling you, it's a green and a white man.
He's supposed to represent.
That's what he's like.
Because Osimhen, you know what? You have to leave for AFCON. What like?
No. But he hasn't been playing well this year.
No, I know. I agree.
Napoli haven't either. They want to sack him again.
But isn't that fucking concerning though?
They
did so well in a Napoli team that was playing amazingly well. But now that team is not playing.
Yeah, but even Kvaratskhelia is not like you don't hear his name as much as. Previously, like it's the whole team.
I am not a huge Kvaratskhelia fan.
Oh, fair enough. The whole like Lobotka. Lobotka had a sensational season last season. Yesterday went to Anguissa like at his car and were complaining at him. So it's just the whole Napoli team. Like no one's really doing.
Yeah, but Anguissa was also shit before we went Napoli.
True. No, but then last season at Napoli, he was great. Lobotka,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just the manager, bro. Like maybe it's not the players, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Guys, if we had that manager and made our players look great, then boy, do you know what I mean?
Too sure we did that, so yeah. But anyway, it's been a good pod, Jeff. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, man. Appreciate it.
We want you more often, yeah.
100.
Left guys.
Two hope. See you back home after the Champions League, mate.
Cheers.
Possibly bleak as this. Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. It's dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
It wasn't his goal to win. The second chain of Vicky. Would you have got a chain? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had a 20 on me like Hudson-Odoi. Formation, FIFA, feet. I'm fighting, I'm fighting, it's like a coin.